Welcome again. Today we're going to be talking about the 6 A's of getting on stock. If you listen to the last episode, I shared the first A, which is accuracy. Seeing exactly what you want first in your mind's eye and going towards that direction. In other words, you can't hit a target you cannot see. You've got to see it first in your mind's eye. We talked about accuracy, and if you listen to it, I shared my story of how I went from doing the things that didn't give me a sense of joy or sense of satisfaction into doing what I do now, how I went there. So if you've missed the last episode, I urge you to get the episode. I urge you to listen to it. Why? Because it is powerful for you to understand first. And the reason why you're where you are today is because you haven't seen what you want to see. What I mean is you haven't visualized your future in your mind's eye. Arnold Schwarzenegger was asked how he came into the US and all of a sudden became a superstar, and from a superstar in the movies, he became the governor of California. Someone once asked him, Arnold, how did you do it? He said, I created a picture of the future that I wanted. I placed it on my wall and I lived into it. He had a picture, a mental picture of the future. He had something in his mind's eye that he wanted to be. He created that picture, placed it on his wall, and he said, I lived into it. Because what you cannot see, you cannot get. What you can't see, you can't have. What the mind cannot perceive, it cannot conceive. So in other words, what you can't see, you just can't get it. What you see controls your future. What you see about your life, irrespective of your physical limitations, irrespective of what you are going through right now, what you see in your mind's eye is powerful enough. There's so much passion in my veins right now because of what I see about my future. And I'm craving that every day, because I'm seeing my future. And it's becoming a reality every day. If you listen to my story, you understand my passion. My passion is for you to step into that place, your place of power, for you to live life from that place of strength, and you can begin to take life seriously, and you can begin to take life as a challenge and move forward in doing the things that you desire. Today, we're going to move a step further to the second A of getting on stock. And what I'm going to talk about today, it's a powerful tool that is important today in our world. The number one need of every human being today is to be liked, loved, and appreciated. Imagine even your pet, your dog, Lassie, or your cat, Mimi. Just imagine that you treat them in a violent way, in an aggressive way, in a bad way. Imagine you beat them every time they come around you. What do you expect to happen whenever you step into the room? They run away from you. They stay away from you. In other words, whatever you disrespect will leave your life. Whatever you disrespect will leave your life. Whatever you choose not to value will walk away from your life. What I'm about to talk about today, the second A, will help you in attracting even more of what you secretly want. It will take you from where you are today to the place that you want to be. What I'm about to talk to you today about will take you even further on the journey beyond where your gifts and your talents can take you. If you are in business, what I'm about to talk about will cost your clients and customers to always come back to you. And if you are the type of person who is building a career pathway, what will make you stand out in interviews? What will make you stand out in your employment? What will gain you promotion 80% of the time is what I'm about to talk about. And if you are listening and you are a startup entrepreneur, what I'm about to talk to you about will is what will make you succeed 60% of the time as you start out in your business. As we are fully aware that 1 in 6 businesses fail every 5 years. A shocking reality. The alternative to not listen to what I'm about to say today will mean that you remain where you are. You have a life that has no growth. The essence of life today is growth. When you look all around you, growth, life is growth. The essence of life is moving forward. Imagine if you had £1 million right now. Guess what? You want another £1 million. You want to invest that money. You want to use that money to produce even more. So life is all about growth. You look at your garden. Look at your back garden today. The moment you cut it down, the moment it grows again. And imagine a weed would even grow on the pavement. Why? Because it's life, growth. Life is all about growth. What I'm about to share with you today will take you forward for you to experience growth in the things that you do. So not to listen to what I'm about to say will mean that you experience no growth and you ignore opportunities around you. You lose significance in life. You begin to repel the right relationships that should bring more value and love and connection in your life. Not to listen to this will mean that you remain average. And the worst of all is that the average never admit to be average. What I'm about to talk to you, ladies and gentlemen, today is the word attitude. Attitude. The second A of getting unstuck is attitude. Write this down. Attitude is what separates a victor from a victim. Attitude is what can quickly take you from feeling low, from having that feeling of being stuck in a rut, to a place of growth, upward mobility, and ultimate progression in life. Attitude is a very important tool in getting you to your destination. Attitude is simply saying, I might not be where I want to be right now, but I'm not going to give up on my dreams. I'm not going to stop now from what I see about my future. Attitude is courage under fire. Attitude is having the right mindset towards a goal, towards a dream. Eyesight is seeing the things that they are now and seeing the difficult moments, seeing the impossible situations and accepting them for what they are. But mindset is seeing the possibilities in impossible situations. When things all around you are not going to plan, attitude is saying, I am going to continue. I am going to press on even in this difficult moment because I know what I have seen about my future. I know what I've seen about my dream. So attitude is saying, yes, I can. Yes, I will. I will go forward in doing the things that I need to do. Look around you today. How many people drop out? How many people drop out of universities? How many people stop businesses down the line just because they can't see the end point? How many people give up on that goal, give up on that dream simply because they've been told they're not good enough? How many people stop that dream halfway if only they had continued to the end where the joy and where the results were waiting for them? How many people today have given up on their dreams? Attitude is saying, no, come what may, I will step forward. Here I am forward my dreams. I will achieve them. I will go forward. So my question to you is, what is it that you've given up on right now? What if you stopped halfway simply because the results are not adding up? What is making you feel low right now? Are you focusing on your weakness? Are you focusing on your failures? Are you focusing on your limitations that you can't see the strength that lies within you, that you can't see the opportunities that lay outside the door for you? What is making you feel low? Why have you focused so much on what's making you low that you ignore the beauty of life waiting for you outside? If you're listening to me right now and you know deep down within yourself that you have given up on that goal and that you have given up on yourself, here I am right now to challenge you to say, don't give up. Hold on to that goal. Hold on to that dream. Hold on, because it's possible for you to achieve your goal. Attitude is the ability to volunteer your efforts, to volunteer your time, to volunteer your money when no one is hiring. This brings me down to my story. I remember sharing my story while I was going to university, when I came out of university and couldn't find a job. There's a part to my story while I was still doing my master's program. I remember it was a summertime, August 2009, and I was working in a summer job, like we do every summer. You pick up a job when you're a student. And for the University of Portsmouth, they had a kitchen and they needed staffs, people to volunteer their time as a porter. So I had to go in there during the summer of August 2009 to September 2009. I volunteered my time. Ladies and gentlemen, I was washing dishes. I was doing that because that was what I needed to do at that time of my life. And it wasn't easy. We had people who had come from Cyprus, who had come from all around the world for summer camp. And we were there Monday to Friday, washing the plates, making sure that the restaurant was ready to serve our guests. And I was doing that. And I remember a guy called Ali. Ali, quite shorter than I am, 5'3", 5.3 feet tall. Quite a big guy, and he was working there every weekend. And Ali comes in and every day, and I'm like, Ali, what do you do? We don't see you here Mondays to Friday. What are you doing over the weekend? He said, oh no, I work in a credit union. I said, what? He says, I work in a credit union. I do that Monday to Friday. And I'm like, well, tell me, how did you do it, man? How did you get there? And he said, well, it was hard, you know, but at the beginning, I volunteered my time with them and they saw my opportunity, they saw my skills, and they took me in. And I said to Ali, you know what? What if I do that? Can I do that? Can I volunteer my time? He says, yeah, why not? Send me your CV. I'll give it to my manager on Monday and see how we go from there. Okay. And the next Monday, I get a call. Kelvin, we've seen your CV. We'd like you to come in for a conversation. So I go in there, have a conversation, and I said to them, look, I want to volunteer my time because I understand, blah, 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 you are not hiring now, but I want to volunteer my time, and this is what I'm doing. I'm studying for my master's, and I really want to do something to give me that experience, to give me that edge. And I said, oh, great, Kelvin, yes, great, let's have you in. And yes, lo and behold, I volunteered. I was there. And I had to stop what I was doing at the kitchen now. I had to give that up to volunteer my time at this credit union, 8 o'clock to 4 p.m. And I did that for a month and a half without getting any pay. And I remember my friends would look at me and mock me and say, hey, you, look at you getting ready to go to work. But they're not being paid. You're not getting paid. You're wearing the suit, you're wearing the tie, but man, where's the money? But I knew that I just needed to volunteer my time more enough for something to happen, either there or anywhere else, but to give me that experience so that when I set out fully as a graduate, I could get myself a better opportunity. And lo and behold, Ali had to go to Pakistan to get married. And he had to go away for 2 weeks. And I was approached by my manager saying, Kelvin, look, Ali's going. We need someone who can do this job. We've seen that you're good at it. You see that your talents are great. We want you to continue, but we want to pay you part-time. How would that be like? I'm like, yes, great. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? I was in the right position. Why? Because I volunteered my time. They saw my gifts. They saw what I can do. And I said, you know what, Kelvin? Let's give you this job. Why don't I hire people out there? Let's give him the opportunity because he's volunteered his time. And to cut the story short, I was given the opportunity to work part-time. And in a month's time, I was promoted to a full-time staff. And that was my very first experience in a credit union, in a financial organization. And what am I saying is, I volunteered my time. I had to work hard over the weekend to make up for the Monday, Friday that I spent volunteering my time. He said, but I didn't let that deter me. I didn't let that stop me. I decided that it was necessary and I volunteered my time so I can move forward in doing the things that I really wanted to do. What am I saying, ladies and gentlemen? I volunteered my time and it paid off. attitude is volunteering your time, your energy, your money when no one is hiring. As a businessman and as an entrepreneur, attitude is the ability to press on when you are ready to sell and no one is ready to buy. Attitude is what gets you going. Attitude is persistence. Attitude is staying the course to the end. I dare ask you again, what opportunities around you right now are you ignoring? If you're stuck in a rut where you can't see a way out, my question is, have you looked around your environment? Have you looked around your house? Have you looked around where you are for the opportunities that are screaming out loud for you? Ladies and gentlemen, my heartfelt cry right now is for you to look at the things around you that you are ignoring. The reason why you are stuck where you are right now is because your focus point needs to be changed. You need to change your focus from where you are right now to begin to focus on yourself. What are my strengths? What are my limitations? What have I done? Have I done everything that I need to do? Have I given the best shot of my abilities? Have I given the best shot of my talents? Have I asked enough of what exactly that I want for my life? Someone once said, he says, you can have as much as you want. You can have anything you want if you are willing to ask 1,000 people. If you are willing to ask 1,000 people, I say to you, you will get what you want. The reason why you are not doing that, because you haven't made that a priority. The reason why you are where you are right now, because your attitude is low. And what we need to do is look inwards to see, what do I need to focus my attention on to get me to my goal? Attitude is bringing yourself under a microscope where you begin to examine yourself thoroughly to see if you have given your best shot on that goal, to see if you've given 110% on that goal, on that job, on that giving tax, to see if you've given the best of your abilities on that particular goal. And if you haven't given yourself the best shot, now is another opportunity. The fact that you are alive today means that you have another opportunity to score a goal in this game called life. The fact that you are listening to what I'm saying today means that you've got energy, you've got life, you've got passion sitting in your veins, and they need to be put to work to get you to where you need to be. And remember, nobody else is more responsible for your future than you are. Nobody else is more responsible for your success than you are. So now is the right time to begin to check, wait a minute, rather than blame my society, rather than blame the organizations out there, rather than blame my institution, rather than blame my parents, rather than blame my friends, rather than blame my lovers, it's time I begin to take responsibility for my life and look inwards and question myself, have I done the best that I can do? Ladies and gentlemen, I want to give you the opportunity to participate in this journey towards improving your life. And so I'm going to ask you to grab a pen and grab a paper. I want you to ask these questions to yourself. The first question: what are you ignoring? When you look around your life today, when you look at your environment, when you look at where you are right now, what are you ignoring that you know secretly needs your attention? What are you ignoring? Simple as that. What in your life right now are you ignoring? And the biggest deal is most people postpone the things that they need to sort out right now. We push it forward. We ignore what requires our attention. And the biggest deal is that the biggest thing, the biggest chunk of thing that needs our attention is what we ignore, is what we push away, and we focus on little things that have no impact in our destiny. So the key is to focus on that major thing, that thing you've put away, that thing you've ignored, that thing that you've built a wall about. That is what I'm after right now. What are you ignoring that needs your attention? And the second question, what do you need to focus on from today? Whatever you choose to focus on determines what you have chosen to ignore. And what you choose to ignore determines what you have chosen to focus on. The third question. What skills and talents require more of your attention? They say gold is heated 7 times to get the best results. It has to go under fire 7 times to be tested. So what skills, what talents do you need? Nobody is going to get the skills refined. Nobody is going to get your talents more refined than you are. You might have the potential of a great physique, but nothing happens until you put your body under pressure. It's like God's given us the trees, and from the trees we have papers, and from the papers we create money. What am I saying? Your gifts, your talent has to go through season of refinement. It has to be pruned to be tested. It has to go through time. It has to be tested. You have to put your gifts to work. Because nothing happens until you take action. And now the fourth question. What negative attitude do you need to get rid of this moment? And that's a question only you can answer. And what positive attitude do you need to amplify in your life? And the sixth question, what are you going to do differently today? Having listened to this conversation today, what are you going to do going forward differently in your life, in your business, in your career? And in your relationship, what are you going to do that will make all the difference going forward? The level of your attitude determines the level of your altitude, how far you go in the accomplishment of your dreams. And again, out of where you are right now, remember, we're focusing on you. What attitude do you need to amplify going forward for you to be the best version of yourself? Ladies and gentlemen, today we focus on the second, which is attitude. And what I want to leave with you today is a poem written by Miriam Williamson in A Return to Love. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your plain small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were born to manifest the glory of God that is within. It is not just in some of us, it is in everyone. And as we let our light shine, we unconsciously give other people the permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. Wow, that was awesome. Thank you for being a part of the show today. I trust that you've been challenged, inspired, and transformed by what you've heard today. if you would like to share with me the insights that you've gained whilst listening to this program, I'd love to hear them. I'd love for you to share with me what insights you've gained from this program today. Send me an email to talk to me. That's talk to me at kelvininspires.com. And you can visit my website, www.kelvininspires.com. I look forward to hearing from you and having you on this show next week, Monday, 6 p.m. on one of the biggest rave on internet radio, Radio Africana. Stay happy, stay hungry, and stay inspired.